I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. All right. Let's talk about bullying for a minute. Here's what we have on tap this hour. We're going to make fun of Nikki Haley. We'll do some more emails. I didn't get to very many last hour. We're going to talk about lack of Republican enthusiasm. You've probably heard Selena Zito talk about that earlier in the show. Republican enthusiasm is way down. People aren't showing up. We'll talk a little bit about that. We're going to try to tackle all that as much as humanly possible this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to talk about something. Everybody today, well, not everybody, but a lot of people today, they're making fun of Nikki Haley for trying to do the whole victim thing. Well, here she was.
In family, in our small southern town.
I'll start that over again since Chris messed up the soundboard and didn't have it on in time. Anyway, here's the beginning of it. Chris, don't worry, I'll handle it. He hasn't been sleeping.
We were the only Indian family in our small southern town. I was teased every day for being brown. So anyone that wants to question it can go back and look at what I...
Okay. I see a headline here, because I don't want everyone to think I'm just picking on Nikki Haley. I see a headline here. Middle schoolers are being bullied for not having Stanley tumblers. I'm not really all up to date on this Stanley cup tumbler. Apparently they're cups that everyone wants, so there's a run on them. It doesn't matter. Whatever. It's some kind of cup thing. I don't really give a crap what it is. Whatever. Let's have a talk. And I understand this talk may be offensive to some people, but the people who are offended by this are the ones who need to hear it most. Remember, I don't care if you're offended. This is not your mommy's show. I am your daddy, and I'm telling you how it is. That is, if you're offended. Everyone gets bullied. And I know what Nikki Haley's doing. I understand this is part of our toxic culture in this country where being a victim is the highest thing you can achieve in a society. We have so woven this into our society that this doesn't just affect the left. It's the left, right, middle now. You talk to somebody and what they tell you about something horrible that happened to them or something, you can tell it's a source of pride for them. Look at what a victim I am. So I understand that, but listen to me. Everyone gets bullied. And if you're a kid listening right now, because we have a lot of kids who listen, maybe you're going through this right now in school. Maybe you're dealing with a jerk or jerks. This happens to everyone. Hear me out. I'm not minimizing how miserable it is that it's happening to you, kids, but it happens to everybody. People get bullied for being tall, short, fat, skinny, black, white, Mexican. They get bullied for being Jews, Christians, Muslims, Catholics. People get bullied when they're younger. Everyone goes through this at some point in their life. Maybe it was kindergarten for you. Maybe it was freshman year. Maybe it was all 12 years of school. If that's the case, you probably have some mental health problems by now. But you understand what I mean. Every single person goes through it. I'm not minimizing the fact that it's awful. It's horrible. It maybe, especially if you're one of the kids listening right now, maybe you go home, maybe you cry in your room. I'm going to say this. You will get through it. It doesn't feel like it when you're going through it. Look, I went through it. I'm not even saying, oh, it's these other people. I went through it when I was a skinny little third grader. I was fighting all the time. Fifth grade, I was having to fight all the time. People trying to push me around and whatnot. I've been through it. I know what it's like. You come home, you feel like everyone hates you. But listen, you will get by. And here's the thing. You will be a better person for having gotten through it. A better person for having gotten through it. What I cannot stand is what Nikki Haley and all the despicable people in this country, what they do endlessly, they use it as currency. I hate this victim achievement status we have in this country. And everyone does it at the highest levels. Remember, Oprah's done it. Oprah's done it. Maybe the most powerful woman in the history. In fact, not even maybe. The most powerful woman in the history of media. Oprah. They're so racist. LeBron James. LeBron James, one of the greatest basketball players of all time. If he's not already a billionaire, which I believe he is, he will be by the time he's done. Has achieved everything. Horrible upbringing. No dad, of course. Ends up achieving great things. One of the great athletes of all time. What does LeBron do? He does a race hoax on himself. Because he's just not quite victim enough. It is a sickness in this country. Stop whining. Adults, stop the whining. And stop celebrating the whining. I can't take it anymore. Freaking drives me crazy. All right, so that's enough of Nikki Haley. Oh, look, I can't. She's just too much fun.
Can you hear that sound? That's the sound of a two-person race.
It's so cringe. I can't do it. Let's get to some emails. History Oracle. What the Japanese did to China was repulsive. Why don't other historians mention what happened to other countries like Korea, Laos, Vietnam, and Cambodia? Tell Chris not to look up the soldiers standing next to the head count they had. Picture looked like Sosa and Maguire when they passed the home run record. You ever hear about that, Chris? Couple Japanese dudes. Well, this is more than a couple, but one of the most famous stories is a couple Japanese dudes. They decided they were going to have a little competition. What was the competition? It was the first one who could get to 100 heads. They just kept beheading all the prisoners, and they had a competition. And this wasn't like some quiet thing they did behind closed doors. The Japanese media kept a running tally on who is winning the competition for the most heads. Anyway, back to your story, because we were talking about this on Friday, in case you're wondering what he's talking about the rape of Nanking and stuff like that. It was a really light show. Anyway, why don't people talk about what they did in Vietnam, Cambodia, the Philippines? That's a big one. Korea, Laos. You know why? Because life, so much of life and so much of history is about who had a good press agent. Now, I'm not minimizing at all what the Japanese did to the Chinese. Did you know that 20% of the casualties in World War II were Chinese? We don't think about that because we don't like the Chi-Coms now, but there's not a country on earth, even the Soviet Union, that suffered worse than the Chinese suffered during World War II. But so much of history is about PR, about who's handling your PR, whether you're a victor or whether you are the one who's being oppressed at the time. You see, after World War II, China went all in. Because they knew it would end up benefiting them, they went all in with a look at what they did to us, look at what they did to us. And there were so many of them, and China was powerful enough. I don't want to say so powerful because they weren't anything back then like they are now. They were powerful enough, and they had enough people out there, and the international communists joined with them in this as a way to kind of achieve victim status for communism. They went all in with this. So what the Japanese did in places like Korea never gets talked about at all. In Korea, they started eliminating the Korean language. They started essentially just eliminating the Korean culture. Do you know those islands we talk about, the Pacific Islands that the Japanese fortified? They took over all these Pacific Islands, Iwo Jima and others, and they built all these fortifications. Well, when I say they, I'm being real nice. The Japanese troops, oh, don't get me wrong, they worked very hard. They essentially brought in slaves. They were conscripts. They brought in Korean slaves to do much of the labor on these islands. Do you know it's very famous, the Japanese treatment of prisoners of war during World War II? They're famously horrible, and the Japanese guards were horrible. You know, if you read any of the accounts of the troops, you know who the actual worst ones were? Koreans. The Koreans, who the Japanese were forcing to become camp guards, the Japanese looked and treated them as being lower human beings. They, in turn, treated the POWs even worse than the Japanese did. Another one of those little parts of history people don't talk about too much. All right, enough of that. Let's discuss Republicans and Democrats. Jamal Bowman is out there proposing a reparations plan. The GOP is proposing something different. Let's discuss that before we do. I was talking to the wife this weekend, and she was all excited. You know why she was excited? Because we got a second set of flannel sheets. Once winter hits, it's my pillow flannel sheets in our house. If you've never experienced the glory of flannel sheets, I just get a set of flannel sheets. Anyway, we only got one set right off the bat. And then this year, second set comes rolling in, flannel sheets. Well, about a month ago, second set comes in this year. Now, there are only flannel sheets on our bed. When one's in the wash, the next set goes right in. You want to feel cozier right now? Snowy, rainy, miserable out there? Slip into some flannel sheets at the end of the day. They're 50% off right now. And they sell out right away. So they'll be gone soon. MyPillow has deals on everything. MyPillow 2.0s, mattresses, mattress toppers, flannel sheets. MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse is how you get those flannel sheets 50% off. 50% off MyPillow 2.0s, the works. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It was an awesome Medal of Honor Monday. Did you miss that? If you missed it, if you missed Selena Zito talking about the primary election being over and why it was over and general election stuff or any of that stuff, if you missed anything, go download a podcast of the show. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. On iTunes, leave me a 5-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am. Now, that leads me to this. Selena Zito, one of the things she said earlier in the show was, there's a huge enthusiasm problem for Republicans. There is. We saw this in the midterm elections. We saw this in the Iowa turnout. 14-15% of caucus goers showed up. There is a huge enthusiasm problem for Republicans. And Republican leadership, all of them, the guys in Congress, House, Senate, the guys running for president, they don't seem to understand why. So I'm going to do something, and it's going to explain exactly why, but see if you can figure it out on your own. Here's a Democrat proposal. Jamal Bowman, he's a congressman from New York City. Communist nutball. He's one of the street communist scumbags who managed to transition into elite communist scum. Most do not, but he did. He's the idiot who pulled the fire alarm. Again, street communist scum. He hasn't learned how to be civilized yet. They'll civilize him in Congress, but street communist scum, now elite communist scum. He proposed a bill. You'll hate it. I hate it. But it's a bill. What is it? It is a reparations plan for black people in America. A $14 trillion reparations plan for black people in America. Now, maybe right now you're leaning back, you're yelling, maybe you're rolling your eyes. That's crazy. That's racist. We don't have the money. This tears America apart. I understand. Okay, all that stuff's true. Set that stuff aside. Jamal Bowman, running for office in New York City, ran for office promising his people he would go to Washington, D.C., and fight to give them reparations. That's what he promised the people of his district. He brought it up time and time again. Jamal Bowman told them, I'm going to give you reparations. Jamal Bowman gets to Congress and boom, tries to give his people reparations. Now, pause for a moment. Maybe you're sitting there saying, yeah, but Jesse, this is stupid. What a stupid thing to do, because he's not going to get that. Well, here's how negotiations work. If I want you to give me $100, Chris, give me $100. Chris will say no. So if I want $100 out of Chris, a better way would be demand $1,000. Chris, give me $1,000. No. All right, $750. No. All right, but why are you being so argumentative? All right, but $100 and we'll call it good. Jamal Bowman will eventually, it won't be this year, Jamal Bowman will get some form of reparations for his people, the people of his district. Jamal Bowman ran for office promising something to his constituents. And Jamal Bowman got to Washington, D.C., and since he's gotten there, he's worked as hard as he can to deliver that something. Yes, that something is evil and horrible and wrong, but he made a promise, and he's trying to keep it. Republicans have run for office on impeaching Joe Biden, on getting the debt in order, on securing the border, on what else? Anything else? Those are the major things they've run on. This is the Speaker of the House.
We've been pressing the White House every day for answers to critical questions the American people are owed, and we have to know that. We have to know strategy, end game. How does Ukraine get out of that conflict? Why aren't the critical weapons systems that have been requested and necessary to push Russia back been supplied by the White House? I mean, I met with President Zelensky when he was in town last.
Representative Jamal Bowman proposes $14 trillion reparations plan. Mike Johnson proposes...
We've been pressing the White House every day for answers to critical questions the American people are owed, and we have to know that. We have to know strategy, end game. How does Ukraine get out of that conflict? Why aren't the critical weapons systems that have been requested and necessary to push Russia back been supplied by the White House? I mean...
Democrats run for office making promises to their people, and Democrats get into office and they bend over backwards to deliver on those promises for their people. Remember the, what do they call it? The Inflation Reduction Act? The massive, quote, Green New Deal handout? Slaughtering the energy industry? Gigantic cash giveaways to everybody as part of this hippy-dippy climate change crap. Joe Biden assumed the presidency, and he promptly dug in to reward his friends by living up to the promises he made to them when he was running for office. Republicans promise us fiscal security, fiscal responsibility, border security, all other things, and this is what we get.
We've been pressing the White House every day for answers to critical questions the American people are owed, and we have to know that. We have to know strategy, end game. How does Ukraine get out of that conflict? Why aren't the critical weapons systems that have been requested and necessary to push Russia back?
Why is there an enthusiasm gap? Because Republicans never deliver a thing. Ever. That's the problem. GOP, you want people to get motivated? Start delivering more than weapons to Ukraine. Savvy? But look, again, when it comes to finances, they run for office every time. Fiscal responsibility. This spending is crazy. Fiscal responsibility every single time. And then they get there and it's, oh, another $1 trillion bill? Sounds good. Oh, another omnibus bill? Sounds great. Hey, let's shut down the economy. Let's pass another $1 trillion bill with some stimmy checks. Woo! That's why I tell you to buy gold. That's why I tell you. Neither party even pretends to be fiscally responsible. Neither party even pretends to stop the spending that's destroying our dollar. That's why I need gold, silver, something in your physical possession. Oxford will handle that for you, by the way. Oxford Gold Group, gold you can hold. They mail it to your front door. Insured. Mailed to your front door. Not gold bars like your Robert Menendez. Gold coins. Buy them. Stash them. Hopefully you'll never need them. But it's the one thing of value these evil people can't touch. OxfordGoldGroup.com/free or call them 833-995-GOLD.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I feel like it's going to be a good week. Maybe not a great year. What, Chris? What? Why don't you feel like it's going to be a good week? What do you mean, how do I feel good on Mondays? Name me a better time than
Name
this.
Name me a time. Name me a time.
We are alive, my friend. We are alive. Learn to embrace the little things. You know where this bitterness is coming from, Chris. You're not sleeping, bud. You have a new baby. You should see Chris. I wish everyone could see Jewish producer Chris right now. He looks dead, honestly. I was going to say half dead. That's not even actually accurate. He looks totally dead. If his lips weren't moving right now, I would say that he's no longer alive. And all it's doing is making me laugh because I remember those days. And you still, life doesn't stop when you have a new baby. You still have to go to work. You have to perform. You have duties and things in life. Have you ever gone through a period of time, or maybe you're going through this right now, where you're not sleeping? Everyone knows I'm one of the great sleepers, great nappers of all time. So I've never really had to go through this too much, maybe for a week when I hurt my shoulder or something like that. I'll tell you, it's like all of life is in a fog. And I don't know about you, I hurt myself more. I walk into things, I'll bang my hand on stuff. Are you stubbing your toe more, Chris? Don't tell lies. Don't tell you are. Oh, that's even, Chris gave me the when I walk, I feel like I'm floating thing. I told you about the time I was hallucinating, right? It was intense. No, it wasn't drugs, Chris. We were in the Marines, and we were doing this big field training. It was just training. It wasn't war. We were doing field training out in 29 Palms, California. And me and my buddy Campos were there. We had dug this mortar pit, and it was frigid. It gets frigid in the high desert at night, especially in the wintertime. Really, really, really cold out there. It'll get warm during the day, but then the temperatures just plummet at night. And oftentimes, in military training, they will put you through misery because you have to learn how to deal with it. You have to learn how to function when you're hungry, when you're tired, when you're all these things. So they do this on purpose. I'm not bitter about it. I'm really not. That's the way it goes. We'd been up for, I think, almost 48 hours straight by this point in time. And not just up. When I say up, we're not sitting around with a blankie on, drinking a cup of coffee, trying to stay awake. You're moving. You're running. You're moving. You're digging. You're doing all kinds of stuff. Tired doesn't describe it. You've probably been through this at least once in your life. We reached a point of exhaustion. We get into these mortar pits and we know we have to stay awake. Why do we know that? Because he was our company gunny at the time. He's probably listening to this show right now. The next day he listens to the show. To this day, he's still a frightening human being. But he was going around. He was sneaking around. He's one of these super spec op ninja types. He would sneak around. And if he caught anybody sleeping, he would steal their weapon. You have to keep your weapon on you at all times. Do you have any idea what it would be like to be a Marine and wake up and have to go to a frightening company gunny and ask him for your weapon back? Do you know what he's going to make you do? Either way, you don't want it to happen to you. So he scared everybody into staying awake. At least he scared me and Campos into this. So we have one sleeping bag. We're not allowed to sleep anyway, so you don't want to get in it. We kind of unzip it and just drape it over us, and we sit here, and we're sitting in this mortar pit in the middle of the desert, and we're so exhausted. It's making, honestly, it's making my eyes hurt telling the story again. I'm looking at this bank. We're in a mortar pit, a big circular pit is what you need to know, a big pit that we've hand dug. And 3 or 4 feet, I know I'm going to have Marines yelling at me. I don't remember how deep it was, okay? I don't remember mortar pits. 3 or 4 feet deep. But we're sitting there, and we're trying not to fall asleep, and we're keeping each other awake, and we're trying to talk as much as possible. If you get quiet, you go out. You can't get too warm. You can't get too quiet. And I'm looking, at the wall, the dirt wall from the hole we're in, and these little troll things, only about a foot tall, these little troll things with eyes and ears, don't laugh, Chris, start dancing along the wall. And there was one at first. I'm like, what is that? Wait, that's a little troll dancing. And then another troll beside him started dancing beside him. And then another troll beside him started dancing. And I'm at this point of when you get to this point of exhaustion, you don't care anymore. It's like, right, Campos, do you see the trolls? And he's like, what trolls? What are you talking about, Kelly? I said, right there on the sidewall. And he leans in and I see if I can picture him squinting. He's on my left. He's picturing and he says, no, I don't. Wait a minute. I do see him. His mind was so torn up, just like mine was at this point in time, that he started hallucinating. And look, it felt like a half hour. It was probably 35 seconds. I just sat there and I remember smirking. I got a smirk on my face watching the little trolls dance along the side of the dirt wall. See, Chris, you haven't really known exhaustion. Wait till the trolls come. Then you'll know. Then you'll know, pal. Speaking of trolls, here's a dean at a university. Now, it's out of Canada, so it doesn't really count, but I want to remind you that these people are religious. They are not political. They are religious.
In our school, what we have found is that when we offer EDI training, only the really committed individuals participate. And that's common for many other EDI training as well. And so what we have done is embedded EDI as a theme in every faculty meeting we have. So we spend 15 to 20 minutes when we have a dedicated group of people to think.
We can't get anyone to come to our DEI class. No one wants to come. So what do? We ingrained it in everything. Everything. And yes, Chris, I think there are more people also who think the Indian accent is hot. Yes, you're not the only one. All right, pal. You're not the only one. There are people everywhere. Okay, let's talk about this. It is kind of hot, right?
In our school, what we have found is that when we offer EDI...
Michael, what are your thoughts? Hot or... No, you're picturing her... To forget about this commie hag, put that accent on some dime. Tell me, hey, Michael, you look good today.
In our school, what we have found is that when we offer EDI training, only the really committed individuals participate. And that's common.
Michael, kind of hot too? No? No? No sense of adventure. You have no sense of adventure at all. Anyway, these people, they don't let you separate yourself from their religion. You must participate in it. You hear Joe Biden's latest ad? This is going to be a consistent theme, especially if you're in a swing state. Gear up for a whole lot of this.
The Dobbs decision, a 50-year constitutional right, it was totally erased by the Supreme Court when it overturned Roe v. Wade.
With one decision, millions of women lost the fundamental freedom to make decisions about their own health and their future.
Our commitment to you then was that we never stopped fighting for your reproductive rights.
And since then, we have taken action to protect safe, FDA-approved medication abortion. We have worked to make sure...
Which is interesting, because this was Joe Biden for most of his career.
I'm prepared to accept that the moment of conception is human life and being.
In 1974, he said, I don't like the Supreme Court decision on abortion. I think it went too far.
I think it's always a tragedy. And I think that it should be rare and safe. And I think we should be focusing on how to limit the number of abortions.
On no fewer than 50 occasions, he'd voted against federal funding for abortions. The quote inside the April 7th, 1994 letter reads, those of us who are opposed to abortions should not be compelled to pay for them.
I don't support public funding. I don't, because that flips the burden. That's then telling me I have to accept a different view.
This is a guy who on the Judiciary Committee in 1982 voted for an amendment from Orrin Hatch that would allow states to ban abortion.
Abortion is always wrong.
And this is from 1986.
So what changed? Well, Joe Biden didn't change. to stop with the hypocrisy stuff. That's not what the story ever is. It's never hypocrisy. That's not it. Again, the Democrat Party changed. It doesn't matter. It's not possible to elect a moderate Democrat today because the party has changed so much that now it's just kill them all. All right? All right. Let's do a couple emails. Then we get to headlines I didn't get to. Let's do this, too. Let's get you financially secure. No, I'm not going to try to sell you stocks or bonds. I don't know anything about that. I don't trust anything, really. I trust things you can touch and feel. That's why I've always told you, look, when Carol Roth comes on the show, what'd she tell you? Buy things you can touch and feel. Now, gold, silver, real estate. You buy a home, there will never be a time you look at that home and say, wow, it's worth nothing. It does not happen because a home is tangible, always has value. But where do normal people begin? You're not some freaking billionaire. Where do you even begin? Done For You Real Estate is where you begin. They will take care of everything for you. This is for normal people. They'll find you the markets. They'll find you the house. They handle the finance. They handle it all. You'll start out with one. You'll retire one day with 10. Pass that down to your children. This is for normal folks. Go talk to them. They're my friends. I love these guys, man. They're really good people. DoneForYouJesse.com. And check out their new book while you're there, Micro Wins to Millions. DoneForYouJesse.com.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't forget, you can email the show, love, hate, death threats, whatever you want. Email that to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So the U.S. Heartland China Association, it brought a bunch of American mayors to China. Would you like to hear a little bit about this? It is just the only reason I'm going to play any of this for you at all. I'll stop it really quickly. It's wild how infiltrated this country is with Chi-Com influence. How many of our elected officials, how many of our people in power are just completely bought off by our mortal enemy?
The U.S. Heartland China Association, USHCA, led a bipartisan delegation of six U.S. mayors representing communities along the Mississippi River Basin to visit their counterparts in the People's Republic of China. The focus of this mission was to promote exchanges and best practice sharing between the cities.
Best practice. Chris, we're going to have to start putting together a best practice monologue. Best practice sharing. Remember when they used that word, best practices. Well, it's just best practice. We're coming up with best practices. They love that word. That's them hiding what they're doing.
Along the Yangtze River in China and the Mississippi River in the U.S. around energy transition, climate change, and green economy.
China makes most of the world's solar panels and they build a new coal plant every 15 minutes and they promote climate change here. As much as I despise them, you have to respect how brilliant that is, right? Just have your main adversary destroy itself and get yourself rich while you do it. Honestly, it's kind of brilliant.
Talking about climate change. And I know that in order for us to solve climate change or at least reduce the impacts that it's having on our communities and make sure that we have a planet for our future generations, that it's going to take us working on things like electric vehicle transformation, renewable energy, both production as well as scale and supply.
How they are tackling our sustainable.
I just want to say, I'll stop it there because I want to get to other stuff, but these are Midwest mayors. How many people will track down their mayor, run against them, and run them out of local office for going to receive communist training in China? I bet not one. I bet if I went through and I tracked it, I bet every one of those mayors who runs for it will be reelected. And that is what we must change. We must change our involvement in local elections. We have to change from seeing ourselves as Republicans to being local anti-communist activists. That is what we must be. Local activists. Everything else will come from there. But if we don't begin there, there's nothing else to do, right? Nothing else to do. You might as well call your mom on your phone and tell her it's all over. And if you're going to call, you might as well call her on your Pure Talk phone, so at least you won't support commies while you do that. Hey, Mom, I just want to let you know that I don't want to be a local activist. I'm just going to let America burn. Anyway, switch to Pure Talk, though. Pure Talk, I mean, it is the only cell coverage you should use, the only cell company you should use. What do you think Verizon, how closely do you think Verizon works with China? AT&T, T-Mobile. Pure Talk actually loves you and shares your values, and you don't have to sacrifice service because they're on the same 5G network. You like Medal of Honor Monday? Pure Talk CEO is a veteran. Veteran-owned. American customer service representatives. And you pay less? Why wouldn't you switch? Dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. Pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more money. Switch to Pure Talk. Dear Devil Dog, or Dr. Devil Dog, I think a good pick for Trump's vice president would be Byron Donalds. All indications are he's young, smart, articulate, somewhat savvy, holds many values, decent presidential material, so on and so forth. His name's Doc Lewis. Said I can use his names. He's a Navy corpsman, and I will. Semper Fi, Doc. I like Byron Donalds. He's running for mayor of Florida. Listen, there's always a story behind the story. Remember when Matt Gaetz in Congress bounced Kevin McCarthy? He was the one who engineered the Kevin McCarthy sacking, right? So Kevin McCarthy leaves. And remember who was involved in that, but kind of against Gaetz, because Gaetz was against the CR. And it was almost bizarre. Byron Donalds came out and publicly started arguing with Gaetz. So it was Gaetz versus Donalds. And it was weird because people look at him from afar and they kind of think they're alike. They're both running for governor. That's why they both ran so hard on behalf of Donald Trump. They were both, Matt Gaetz and Byron Donalds, two congressmen from Florida, were in freezing cold Iowa campaigning for Trump. Were they there trying to get Trump over the top? No. They were there trying to make sure they were the ones who got the attaboy from Trump. They were trying to get the Trump endorsement to become the next governor of Florida. Now Florida is a solidly red state, one of the biggest, most powerful states. You really want to be governor of that state. They're in a gigantic earn Donald Trump's endorsement sweepstakes. So I like Byron Donalds for VP just fine. He wants to be governor of Florida. Anyway, that's the story behind the story.
And now...
Here's a headline.
I pressed the wrong button. Here it is.
And now...
Here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Hi, Jesse. Isn't it interesting that Democrats want to let all these illegals into the country, but can't wait to abort American citizens? That's a chilling look into their character. Yes, I've told you. For these people, burning it all down is the height of good. It's their greatest thing. And I don't know why I read an email instead of getting to the actual headlines. Trans golfer Haley Davidson wins women's tournament one step closer to the LPGA qualifier. I have heard she can crush the long ball. FBI and Secret Service are covering up their role in alleged January 6th pipe bomb plot, new evidence suggests. Well, there's only one reason the FBI, Secret Service, will be busy covering things up about the pipe bomb instead of exposing things about the pipe bomb. Everyone knows what that reason is. The federal government was involved in January 6th. How involved? I don't know. We will never know. Were they kind of involved? Did they seize on it as an opportunity? Did they plan, coordinate, and pay for the whole thing? I don't know. But they were involved. Again, wrap your mind around what that means. Multiple U.S. troops injured following large missile barrage on a base in Iraq. It is going to be a wild 2024. Think about internationally. Think how many nations out there, they're not going to risk missing out on the Joe Biden act. Golly, it might get rocky. LA Times endorses Gascon for re-election, claims backlash to crime policies is a MAGA fairy tale. Well, they're actually right about that. This is a right-wing fairy tale. Communists will keep voting communist. This is how these people want to live. And I say we do it. I say we allow them to do it. Go burn your city down. Enjoy yourself. I will see you tomorrow. That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.